This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Come around to
my way of thinking. Good afternoon. I'm Joey McLaughlin, and from Reed Family Wellness, Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean in the studio this afternoon. Gentlemen, how are you?
Very good, Joey.
Good afternoon, Joey. We're doing well today. And we are going to start off with our mission, as we do every week. And at Reed Family Wellness, our mission is to help as many people as we can get well and stay well, get healthy and stay healthy without the use of medication and surgery. So that is what we're pushing for.
And our other mission that I like to state is, again, we're trying to bring the practice of chiropractic and the art of chiropractic into every household, ideally in this world, because it's such can have such a profound effect on your brain health and on your body health. And the beauty about what we do is, again, no drugs and no surgery. And we're finding more and more people are looking for those answers. We're going to talk a few patient stories fairly quickly here, but I wanted to recap on a question we had from Jerry last week about shoulders, and got to thinking about shoulders and how often we treat shoulders. For people who don't realize, we use our arms all the time, every day. And guess what? Our arms are an extension of our shoulders. And so we're using our shoulders a lot. And because of the type of joint that it is, it can be easily aggravated. And we see a lot of people with shoulder issues. And going into the neck, the upper back, and someone came in today and mentioned that she had elbow pain. So elbow, shoulder, neck, upper back, hand, all related. And something we see a lot of because, again, of how much reaching, lifting, pulling, pushing type motions we do all day long.
All repetitive kind of things?
Yes and no.
Okay.
As an example, if let's say a woman's reaching high to get something off, a food item or something off a high shelf, and all of a sudden she wakes up and the next morning and she can't move her neck. And so we see a lot of stuff like that.
And it doesn't take much,
really.
And people think, when you have, quote unquote, an injury, you expect something to transpire as far as symptoms are related. But when people come in, like, I didn't do anything.
I have no idea what happened.
Exactly. And it doesn't take, like you're saying, you could be reaching for something.
And it might not hurt right then.
They'll usually say, I slept wrong.
Yeah.
And that tells me, and then I say, well, you know what? Chances are good a day or two or three ago that you were doing something. And then as we start to work on them and get into those tissues, they remember.
Yeah.
So again, the brain usually remembers, oh yeah, you know what? I was doing this the other day.
And things are so tied in. I had a girl come in today who's a pretty regular patient. She normally comes in on a maintenance basis, and she's been having headaches lately, which is really abnormal for her. And I asked her what she had been having going on. And after evaluating her, I found out the neck stuff, the head stuff that she was feeling was strictly an upper back and upper thoracic problem. That they correlate all the time. We see it all the time. Like Dr. Chris said, a lot of wrist and elbow things always generally come back to the thoracic spine.
We were taught in school that 90% of headaches are due to stress. 90% of headaches due to stress. We think 100% of headaches are due to stress, but I think everything is due to stress and how we're not handling it properly. But 90% of all headaches due to stress. Speaking of which, while we're on the topic, January is headache month at Reed Family Wellness. So if you know of any people who are having problems with headaches and living on drugs every day, please have them give us a call. We're here to help, and again, we'll never use drugs or surgery.
And we see this stuff all the time. Headaches, they're so common. And what are people doing about them? A lot of times nothing. And the chiropractic care is phenomenal for it. And on top of it, we give patients things to work on outside of the office. I just sat down with a new patient today and was telling her with what she's got going on, I was relating it back to the stressors of her daily life, the physical, the chemical, and the mental, emotional stress. And you have to get people to make that connection. And you got to get them to understand how big of a deal it is to change the pattern. The chiropractic care is what, it's kind of the catalyst that starts the reaction. But if people fall back to old habits, and they're just doomed to repeat, and they're going to have the same problems, whether it's a month down the line or a year or 10 years down the line, at some point, something's got to give. And so we want to help people to change their day-to-day, to learn things along the way that can help them be stronger and healthier for longer so that we don't have to see them all the time. I was just saying this last week. We love to see patients in our office. We love to be busy helping people. We don't like to see the same people all the time for the same things. We want people to understand, once we get you good, once we help you to understand what it takes to be healthy, do some things outside of here. Right. We don't want to see
make
all
those
the time.
Changes.
Exactly,
right?
Make those changes. We don't want to see you two times, three times a week.
I agree 100%. But in the same breath, we do try to teach them about wellness care, because those stressors are with us every day. And part of our wellness package is we strongly believe in the positive effect of the chiropractic adjustment and how it helps to balance your brain and balance your body. And so it is part of what we do. Exercise, nutrition, as we said before, prayer, meditation, chiropractic treatment. These are going to help you be your best, function at your best, be your optimum. One of the things on the topic of headaches, Joy gave us a little note here talking about posture, which I've been wanting to discuss for the last couple of weeks, but we always run out of time. And it talks about in this study just what happens to you, especially in your neck and upper back area, when you don't have good posture and you slouch and your head goes out over your shoulders. And we see this all the time, and we're constantly reminding people all the time, bring your chest up, lift your chest, lift your chest, lift your chest. Retrain that posture.
Is it mainly the sitting down? Like, everybody uses a computer practically now, right? Is that the main culprit, is when we're sitting?
I honestly think it's a lack of knowledge. Yeah.
I mean, it starts out with sitting at a computer. And again, I tell people, you can only sit for so long and retain a good posture, maybe a half hour if you're lucky. Then you need to get up and stand up for a few minutes. But what happens is, yes, people get hunched over. I got a gentleman right now who just came in the last 2 weeks, and he sits at a computer most of the day, and he's on a laptop. And it's hard to keep a good posture when you're on a laptop. You're hunched over. Your arms are up too high. So I mentioned to him, hey, bring the laptop up on a box or something and attach a portal, you know, one of those keyboards into the laptop, so you can bring the keyboard more down on your lap area and just create good posture. And we see it at computers. We see it in cars. You know, if you have a console between the front seats, if you have bucket seats in the front of your car.
I didn't think about that.
People tend to lean to the right all the time. I just mentioned to a woman today, I said, hey, do you by chance lean to the right when you're in your car? And she said, yeah, I think I do. Well, it's very visible in her posture. Her shoulders are off. Her head's anterior to the right. And again, these things show up. These things that we are designed to help point these things out, because the posture is a huge one. Very many headaches stem from poor posture.
Big time. And like we were just saying, it really ties into, are they knowledgeable of the fact that this is affecting them in a huge way? And the answer is no. Most people have no clue.
Right.
And when you talk to them, you sit them down and you show them what the normal curves of the spine are and how much it really throws the system out when you start to lose those normal curves and how it can add stress to the system. It generally, the light bulb goes off and like, okay, that makes sense.
Well, Dr. Chris, like you were saying, it's like, do you lean in the car? It's like, well, yeah, I do. You just don't think of it. It just kind of happens when you get in, right?
Lean right, lean left. Very common. One of the things that with the posture thing, again, when you're sitting, and this is just some technical knowledge, they say, whoever they are, the researchers, that for every inch your head travels forward over your shoulders, your head gains 10 pounds of pressure on your neck and upper back muscles.
Wow. As far as like a gravitational pull is concerned, it's just not actually gaining weight. It's
right.
Just,
so the, right. The head actually weighs supposedly around 10 pounds. If your head is forward over your shoulders by 1 inch, it now is putting 20 pounds of pressure on your neck and upper back. If it's 2 inches anterior over your shoulders, it's now 30 pounds, and et cetera, et cetera. So again, start to observe people's postures. That's the best thing to do, because it's going to put you in tune with what's going on with yourself.
Think about that, how much extra.
Like you mentioned, pressure. Joy, you're starting to look at people's postures, and when you see them slouching, it reminds you
sit
up straight.
Right. I can hear my mom's voice. Sit up straight.
Our brains as humans were designed to be above our shoulders. And the more they go forward, the more animalistic we become. And again, you can see this happening in people's postures all the time. Even young kids, by the way.
Well, everybody's starting on the computers, right?
The phone is a real bad thing.
We got a funny story when we come back from the break about the phone situation.
All right. If we have a question about how much pressure our head is putting on our back, how do we get a hold of you guys?
Headache Month at Reed Family Wellness at 217-698-5800. and also at REID, reedfamilywellness.com. Give us a call.
And if you have a call right now, 753-1240.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I arrived.
Give us a call, 753-1240. Dr. Chris, Dr. Shaw in studio with Reed Family Wellness on Take Back Your Health. Ask the Expert.
Before we went in, you want to go in the story about the...
Oh, we were just discussing posture. And again, the posture that we see around is just many, many times horrific. And it's often led to by sitting at computers, sitting in cars improperly. Our big one in this day and age, especially with the young kids, is the use of phones. And we were at a talk this morning at one of the clubs around town, and this young fourth grader came up and was talking about his school. But anyway, I asked him a question. Everybody was asking him questions after he was done talking. He did such a good job. And I said, just out of curiosity, what do you do when you're not in school? That was my question. And his response was very innocently, I'm on my phone.
Right.
So again, a lot of these kids... we talked in the past, we're going to lead this into the brain and what all this constant stimulation does to the brain. But if you watch people on their phones, invariably they're all hunched over and they're looking downward and they have horrible posture. And again, you're seeing this in a lot of kids. I know a few years ago I was treating a young man, probably about 12 at the time, who was having neck and upper back pain. And I said, what do you do? And he said, when you're not in school, what do you do? And he said, I'm gaming. So he's sitting down in front of the TV in a horrible posture, gaming, and then wondering why he has neck pain because, neither here nor there. But I knew what it was, and I pointed it out to him and his mother. And
this is something, as any listener out there can appreciate, that's not going to be changing anytime soon. And that's why it is so important to understand and to be schooled on your posture and what role it plays in your well-being.
No.
It never ceases to amaze me when we get patients in and I ask them, if they've been to a chiropractor previously, and I say, well, they've never talked to you about posture. And they're like, nah, never said anything. And I'm looking at their posture, I'm like, clearly they haven't said anything. Guess what? We're going to, and I'm going to ask every time you're in, have you been working on it and how's it coming? Because it's too important of a situation not to change. There's even, I'm going to say, just before we move on from it, there's been studies done about a kyphotic posture just means a super humped back, kind of like the turtle posture. And they've done a lot of studies talking about how it doesn't allow the chest to expand normally, so it makes breathing harder, which affects the heart, which makes your heart pump harder. And in the short term, obviously, it's not going to have any big effects, but they say long term, it can cause, thickening of the tissues of the heart. And who knows what kind of heart problems that can lead to.
Wow.
So, the expansion of the chest is huge.
One of the things...
Oxygenating the body.
One of the tests I would do with patients for years now, since I've been in practice, is if I saw them with bad posture, I would say, okay, I want you to do a little test for me. And one of these tests is what was mentioned in those notes, Joy, that you gave us just now. One of them is you sit up tall. And you turn your head to the right as far as you can. You turn your head to the left as far as you can. And then you get in your slouch position and you repeat that process. Turn your head to the right, turn your head to the left. You'll notice that when you sit up tall with good posture, your range of motion in your neck is dramatically enhanced.
Really?
The other thing I have them do is I'll have them get in their slouch posture. And I'll say, okay, in your slouch posture, take the deepest breath you can take. And I'll get slouched and I'll breathe. And then sit up tall and repeat that breath. And think about how many times you breathe a day,
right,
and how much you're basically the oxygen supply that you're cutting off you know, how many times do we breathe a day?
Just compressing everything,
just
then,
you're
right?
Compressing, you're not able to get that full expansion in your lungs. And again, what do we thrive on as human beings? Oxygen, okay? So these things, well, and you talk about repetitive stress, poor posture leading to repetitive stress with and shortened oxygen supply to the brain is going to be detrimental to the brain. And what's the brain do that we talk about all the time? The brain does everything. So you want to enhance your brain, have great posture and keep your chest up and strong and really focus on that. I want to mention this woman who I'm treating, and we were talking last week about the inability, which we've discussed again many times, about the inability for us as human beings to disengage. She's a professional, and she used that word, and I liked it so much that I wrote it down. I said, yes. I said, people are not able to let go and let their brains relax. And she was a perfect prime example. She has some major disengaging and disengagement issues. She's high stress, and she's had some chronic hip pain for a long time. And she's getting frustrated because it's not getting better as quickly as she'd like. So I mentioned to her the other day, I said, hey, listen, here's your homework assignment. I want you, between the now and the next time I see you, two times to go for a walk, 15 minutes, with no phone, no nothing. Just you going for a walk. And she looked at me like, I don't know if I can do that. But I said, that's your homework assignment. And I said, I want you to learn how to disengage. She has some anxiety issues. And so I wanted her to learn how to do that. And that's tough because I explained to her when her brain gets stressed, stress will always attack the weak points of your body. In her case, it's her hip. In some people, it's your shoulder, your neck. It's all different for different people. She had mentioned to me that she'd like to have her son come in and see us because he's popping his neck all the time. And I explained that when people do this or their kids do this, I said, this is not normal. This is a reaction to stress. Your brain is trying to unwind your body, so it's doing everything it can to help you feel better. And so you get these people constantly repetitively popping themselves. It's not a good thing. What it tells me as a practitioner is you've got some joints that are locked up and not getting unlocked. And you're popping the adjacent joints, trying to get some relief. But if it was working, you wouldn't feel the need to repop yourself and repop yourself and repop yourself. But that's what's happening. The brain gets stressed, tightens up the shoulders into the neck area. And so you got these people popping their neck 3, 4, or 5 times a day just to get some stress relief. And so that's an issue that we address often in our office because we see it a lot and because everybody's pretty much exposed to stress. And invariably, when we say, where are you carrying your stress? They'll say, my neck and my upper back. And that's
which ties back into that posture aspect, too.
Ties back into the trapezius muscles and the nervous system.
And that's where most people do hold it, is they hold it in that upper back. Trapezius is a stress muscle. There's not a person that walks through our door that's not getting their upper back, trapezius, and neck worked on every visit because it's so huge. And it's what are they doing in the meantime?
Is that like around the shoulder blade area?
Matter of fact, the main cause of shoulder issues to begin with, which we were talking about briefly earlier with Jerry, who had a question about bursitis. And I was going to say, as I mentioned to Jerry, what is bursitis? It's an inflamed bursa, but it doesn't tell you why you have bursitis. So what mechanical problem is causing that bursa to become inflamed?
And to piggyback off of that, you know, if you go to a medical doctor, I don't know exactly what their standard procedure for treatment of bursitis is, but I do know that I have a 30-year-old patient in right now who, I don't know how many years ago it was, in his early 20s or might have been in high school, he was having bursitis of the knee. And they went in and did a surgical procedure and removed the bursa sac. And to this day, he still has problems with that knee. And so like Dr. Chris was just saying, you know, when you have inflammation in the shoulder and you just go to the shoulder and you don't look at the mechanism of, you know, how's the shoulder functioning, everything that's tied in around it, and you just go to the problem area, then you're probably missing the boat. And so that's a big deal. And that's why we look at the whole body. And that's why, you know, with this guy that has the knee issue, that's why I'm going to tie back to his hips, to his lumbar spine, to his pelvis, because I know that back when he was in high school dealing with this knee issue, that's generally, without a doubt, where the problem was actually stemming from. And that's why it's not too surprising to hear that 10 years later, he's still dealing with the same issue.
I think that's probably one of my biggest complaints with modern medicine. I tell people often, we've got, you know, if you have traumatic injuries, there's no better place you want to be than in America for the MDs and surgeons that we have here. They're phenomenal. But when it comes to things like bursitis and elbow pain, and I had a woman come in today, she said, I was diagnosed with lateral epicondylitis, which is basically tennis elbow. And they gave me a shot of cortisone, and that's the typical treatment. But again, that's just addressing the problem spot. It's not getting back to the cause.
Right.
Strictly a Band-Aid, and a dangerous Band-Aid at that. So we like to get back to the root cause of the problem. We like to educate people, which we do all the time. We talk about that. People want to know. They want answers, and they're getting answers in our office. So, you know, we invite people, hey, ask questions, ask lots of them. We're going to give you your best information because we want you to be empowered. We want you knowledgeable so that you can help your families get healthier. And that's what we're all about here.
How do we get a hold of you guys at Reed Family Wellness?
You can contact our office at 217-698-5800. Our website is reedfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com.
And if you have a question this afternoon, 753-1240.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Dancing.
Dr. Chris and Dr. Sean with Reed Family Wellness are in studio on Take Back Your Health, Ask the Expert. Waiting for your call. 753-1240 is the number here in the studio. And if somebody has a question, they can always shoot an email or stop by the office, right?
Absolutely. They can contact us on Facebook. They can get on our website and email us. But if there is any listener out there that is interested and has a question, call. We're sitting here, and we're more than happy.
We get questions all the time, so we like to cover them too when we're on here.
Absolutely. I'm going to start off this segment with a patient story. I had a lady in today. She's been a patient for years, and she's pretty much on a maintenance basis anymore. She's gotten to the point where she's so good that I think she's back to every 3 weeks is what she likes to come in at because she likes to stay proactive and stay on top of it. Although I saw her today, and since her last visit 3 weeks ago, she's been really sick, holidays and everything. Obviously, stress is going to be higher, but she had pneumonia. And then one round of antibiotics didn't get it, so she got on another. And so she said she had pneumonia, and I said to her, I'm like, have you ever had pneumonia before? And she goes, never. So instantly in my head, I'm like, what in the heck she got going on? And then she said she just had a sinus thing pop up the other day, and I'm like, she's got some serious stress going on. And then she comes forth with something I remember learning about in school, but never have I seen in practice, and never have I really heard it talked about, but burning mouth syndrome, which is literally burning of the mouth, and there's no cause that they can link it to across the board. Like if you Google it, they don't know what causes it, and there really isn't too much of a treatment for it, but just burning of the mouth. And I started talking to her, I'm like, what do you have going on in your life right now? What has been so stressful? I know that she had lost an animal recently, and as anybody, any pet owner out there knows, that's clearly going to be a stressful event, but I didn't think that that would be enough to trigger it. And she said, I just in the last 3 months started taking care 2 days a week, have to travel an hour each way, taking care of my aunt and uncle. They don't have any kids, and they don't have anybody helping them out. And I'm like, boom, there it is. I mean, when we have stress come into our lives, the things that are unforeseen, they're going to have an effect. Couple that with the fact that, you know, she hasn't been able to get to her workouts and she's a big worker outer, that is a stress relief for her. And honestly, just getting in the gym and pumping your lungs and getting your blood pumping, that's going to have a good effect on your immune system, on your overall health. Wasn't able to get that in. And you couple all these things, plus this
driving an hour each way,
plus
twice a week,
add in the stress of the holidays, and there it is. And it's so important to make that connection with patients or clients and help them to realize, hey, you need to get this stuff in check because look at what it's doing to your health.
Yeah.
The fact that she's on her second round of antibiotics and she's starting to kind of get over that hump, I'm like, we need to take a different approach. She's getting back in the office. Once again, the chiropractic adjustment is the most powerful thing that we do in our office. But I talked to her. I was like, she just started getting back to the gym. I said, you need to get on some probiotics to get that gut back in check. she's going to be taking some major changes over the next few weeks.
What we'll use, we specialize in helping people properly manage stress. You know, again, in studying this for the last 33 years, I've found for me, exercise helped, good nutrition, vitamin therapy helps. Chiropractic was a big changer for me, which made me, you know, leave engineering and become a chiropractor because it had such a profound effect on my health, my brain. And then prayer, meditation. But these things need to be practiced often. You don't wait till you're sick. You keep them up. And that's what happened with her. She had a stressful event coming up in her life. It altered her normal day-to-day routine, you know, driving back and forth an hour each way to take care of her aunt and uncle. And it's like a woman I'm treating right now who's going through a move. She's in her late 70s, and she's moving out of one place, moving to a new place. And that's a big stressor. One of the most stressful things is moving. And she's wondering why she's having problems and increased pain. Again, it all comes back to how is your brain dealing or not dealing with stress.
And that thing you talked about earlier, the disconnecting, that is the key component that most people aren't doing. And we can take a lot of these stressors, and they can build up and build up and build up, but at some point, something's going to give. And so when people have health problems pop up in their life, and they're wondering, why me? Why is this happening now? Take a step back, evaluate the situation, realize it's not by happenstance. Generally, there's going to be something that puts you on the road to not good health.
As we state to people all the time in our consultation, and this is true for 99.9% of people, we were designed to be healthy. And we all have genes we get from our parents. And again, you know, some people say, well, I'm this way because that's the way my dad was, or et cetera, et cetera. And I said last week, and I'll say again today, well, what about your mother? What's her situation like? And there's something, the term that we've often said many times, and I told you we'd repeat each week, called epigenetics. And it's learning to get beyond the thought of, you know, I am this way because of my genetic expression, because of the way I'm half my mom, half my dad. But our brains are so powerful that through epigenetics, and that explains that we can get beyond genes and we can enhance our health through just thinking differently. And instead of thinking, okay, I have high blood pressure because my dad does, why not think, hey, you know what? Again, I'm blessed, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I'm getting better and better every day in every way. And start to change your brain, start to think more positively. Every time you have a negative thought in your head, state that little blurb there, I am blessed, I am healthy, I'm strong. Start to break that pattern. Start to get positive thought patterns into your brain.
And action is huge too. Obviously, it begins with the thought, but if you have certain familial, I guess, illnesses and things that you see in your family that aren't the most promising, realize you do need to change some things. If you have a predisposition to certain conditions, make a change. I had a girl in today, brand new, been to chiropractors before, never really had the whole posture thing pushed on her. And she was telling me that her grandparents and parents and other people in her family have a lot of upper back, neck, and head tension. And she's like, is that something that just runs in my family? And I was like, no, absolutely not. I literally sat her up at that moment. I'm like, do you see this? And the posture thing was so huge, but also making that connection that just because your family has something like that, and that is a crazy example of that is 1,000% nothing that runs in a family. That is going to be complete environmental and how you, I guess, hold your posture every day. There are research, you know, there's research out there for certain conditions, and maybe they do run the families. But like Dr. Chris said, the epigenetics and the studies of epigenetics show that just because you might be predisposed to something does not mean you have to express those genes.
And we want to get back a couple of shoulder patients recently, both one gentleman in his late 40s, one gentleman in his late 60s, and both chronic, long-standing joint pain in their shoulders, and both to this date, relatively one's 90% symptom free, one's 95%. And I told both these guys, I said, listen, just because, you know, the one gentleman had pain for 40 years, I said, just because you've had it 40 years doesn't make it right. I said, you just haven't been told any differently. You haven't been told that you can be better. And I told him, I not only want you to be better, I want you to get better and stay better. And he's 95% pain free with his 40 years of shoulder pain. And again, what I do too, in addition to treating him, to help him with his shoulders issues and his mechanics and getting his posture up, I let him know in his brain that he can be healthy. And just changing people's brains has such a dramatic effect on their health.
And as we sat down today, Joey gave us some stories to kind of review and tied into what you're just saying. One of the stories was 1 in 3 Americans still hurt from old sports injuries. So 33% of people experience problems from injuries that
chronic pain.
Yeah, like you're just saying, those guys 40 years of shoulder problems. And why do they continue to have the same problem?
We'll explain that next time.
Okay, well, apparently we're going into a break, and we'll explain that as we come back from the next.
All right, 753-1240 is the number to get a hold of us this afternoon. 753-1240, this is Ask the Experts. Go ahead, do you need?
No, I was just going to say you did. Yeah, we're good.
Okay, 753-1240 is the number. Give us a call this afternoon on Ask the Expert. Take back your health.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Getting into the last segment here, you can give us a call. 753-1240 is the number, and this is Take Back Your Health with Reed Family Illness.
Wellness.
Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean in the studio.
ReedFamilyWellness.com. Yeah, going back to that before we left, Dr. Sean was talking about the chronic pain the Americans still hurt from old sports injuries. I wanted to take a brief synopsis to explain what happens there is many of these old sports injuries are sprains, strains of ankles, low backs, necks, things like that, arms. And if you don't get a sprain, strain treated properly, then you're going to form what's called scar tissue.
Even with a strain?
Yeah, and that scar, well, it's a strain as a muscle, but muscles tend to heal fairly well. But usually if you're going to strain a muscle, chances are good you're going to interrupt some ligament function there also. But if they don't heal well, the ligaments will form scarring, and that scarring hangs up normal function of the ankle or whatever the case may be. And then if you don't get that corrected and, again, treated properly, which we specialize in our office, imagine that. But we do. We have great success with sports injuries. Help people get back to, I've talked about, you know, different athletes we've treated in the past to help them get back and stay active. But it's a big deal. And if you don't get them treated properly, they hang around.
And in that same breath, it doesn't even have to be a sports injury. It's just that the article you gave was specific to sports injuries, but it's the same thing for any injury.
Yeah.
If you hurt yourself and you don't get it, I mean, our bodies heal, but if you don't heal it properly, it can be a cycle, and you can definitely experience that same problem repetitively down the road. We see it all the time. And those chronic sprain strain injuries are probably what show up most in the office, I would say.
I had a marathon runner years ago come and see me, and he said, I can't run anymore. And I had treated him in the past, and I said, well, what's wrong? He said, I sprained my ankle about 6 months ago. And I said, well, what'd you do? And he said, well, I babied it. And I said, well, that's the worst thing you could have done for it. You need to move it as it heals, but ideally get it adjusted. And we come in and we work on people's ankles. And this gentleman, again, not able to run for 6 months, but after about a week and a half treatment, he was back to running. And so, again, it's just education and letting people know what needs to be done. Big deal. Recently, I had a woman come in just not too many days ago. And this young woman is... 39-year-old woman, but I asked her, how old do you feel? And she said, 80. And I hear that a lot because people are, again, it slays me to just see what some people put up with because they're not getting any answers anywhere else. And they'll be put on drugs, and they don't want drugs, and the drugs aren't working, and they're frustrated. And then by the grace of God, they end up in our office. And we sit down, we have a conversation, and I took 2 pages of notes on her, and she said, I have more notes. And I said, well, that's enough to let me get going for now. But I told her, I said, listen, I told her, I mean this sincerely, I not only want you to feel 39 again, I want you to feel 29. I said, if you do what I ask you to do, you're going to respond, you're going to feel a lot better than you have in a long time. And she was able to trace her problems back, if you can imagine this, to being, you know, when she was 7 years old. And she's 39 now. And so her life has been highly stressed, and it just makes me feel for people. You know, I want to help these people as much as we can to get them feeling well again. And I said, you know, the sad thing is, and I said to her, I said, you don't know what it feels like to feel good. Since you've been 7 years old, you really don't know what it feels like to feel good. So I'm really excited, and we're looking forward to helping her, because I think it's really going to be a life changer for her, and as it was for me.
And I don't know any specifics about that patient, but in the same breath, I've got a patient that's pretty new. And we always talk about the physical stress is generally what draw people into a chiropractic office, the aches, the pains, the digestive issues, the headaches. That's the stuff that people think of when they think of a chiropractor. But we always like to hammer home that we focus on chemical stress and we focus on mental, emotional stress. And I had a patient come in recently who in her early to mid 30s, and she's in her late 30s now. So it's only been, you know, within the last 5 years, she had a divorce that was a really traumatic divorce and had some other things pop up with, you know, had a baby and all the got remarried and a lot of good things, a lot of positive things, but just stress. And at that time of the divorce and a lot of craziness going on with it, got put on anxiety medication and depression medication and had postpartum depression and all this stuff. And she's in our office and she's in for your standard chiropractic stuff, but delving into her history, I find out this other stuff and that she doesn't really want to be on all these meds. She's like, I'm on 5 or 6 medications a day and I have to take some of them twice. And I said, is that what you're looking for in health? She said, no, but she's at that crossroads of what do I do? Where do I go? I mean, I've been on them for 5 years and they seem to help me. She's on a sleeping aid as well. And these are the type of patients that we want to help. These are the type of patients that are lost and aren't getting the answers and are only given these medications to help dampen these symptoms. But these symptoms are there to tell them something is the matter, something is wrong. And that mental, emotional aspect, you know, there you've got to delve into that stuff. When you suppress that, it's not getting better.
Yeah,
it's 5 years later, it still obviously affects this person dramatically.
Being driven, and that's what they've said about drugs, is because they just mask problems, they actually drive the problem deeper into your brain. And that's why we help, you know, our adjustments are specified toward helping balance the brain so that the brain can unwind. And so all these problems that have been buried deep can start to express themselves and the patient begins to heal and mm-hmm. truly heal. And that's the beauty, again, about what we do. And we keep saying so much, no drugs, no surgery, no drugs, no surgery. Trust me, people are looking for this. They know it. They feel it. They know they can do better. They're tired of drugs. They're sick of them. They're not getting answers, and they want answers. So we feel blessed when people come in, and we tell them, hey, we are so motivated to help you. We want you to be equally as motivated as we are. And so we're looking for that patient who is motivated, that client who's motivated to be well. That's our foundation.
And it's pretty clear from anybody who knows anything about medicine is it should not ever be an end goal. Look at our society, look at the numbers of us compared to other countries in the world, and we're not very high. And you should think, why is that? What is wrong with our system of how we're taking care of sick people? I was reading just recently that this blew my mind. If this is true, it's crazy, but I can't imagine why it would have been put up falsely on the site that I was reading, but it said the average lifespan of a United States male is 66.9 years old.
I did see that.
I'm like, that blows my mind. I couldn't believe that.
It wasn't too long ago that they were saying that I think the average lifespan of a male in the U.S. was 72.
Yeah.
But I also heard many years ago that like my generation will not live as long as my parents' generation. Even though you're going to get those people that are put on drugs, and again, they're extending their life out to 90, 95 years of age, but they have no life, so to speak, but their drugs are keeping them alive. But that's, I was amazed to see that myself.
It's all about quality over quantity. I mean, I don't know how people feel about that. I just had someone say today that they had a parent pass away at 100, and it sounded like they lived a pretty good life, but I've always been of the type that If I'm not living great, I'm not wanting to live to be 100 years old. And like Dr. Chris was just saying, if you're on tons and tons of medication, will you be alive? Of course, you know, they can keep you alive a lot longer than they once could. But to what, you know,
what quality?
What quality? And that's a really big deal.
I heard I listen to Joel Osteen a lot. If people know Joel Osteen, if you have Sirius, I'd get on channel 128. He's got some awesome positive messages. But recently, he said, and I've known this for years, he made a statement that it's been proven and shown that from statistics that 90%, imagine this, 9 out of 10 of all visits to the MD are related to stress.
Joel Osteen said that.
9 out of 10 from a statistic related to stress. And so we know this, and this is what we love to hear because we have the answers. We can help people with stress.
How do we get a hold of you guys at Reed Family Wellness?
217-698-5800, R-E-I-D, reedfamilywellness.com.
All right,
thanks. Have a great week.
Dr. Sean, see you guys.
See you, Joy.
This has been Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit reedfamilywellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX.
Reed Family Wellness, the best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.